You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time.
It's been a recent switch, but Dia de los Muertos, at least in Texas, is no longer what it once was, a solemn remembrance of those who've left us. For better or worse, it is today a pop culture, mainstream extravaganza.
I may not be the town hero, Maria, but I swear with all my heart, I will never stop loving you.
Manolo! And you see it in everything from Guillermo del Toro's 2014 feature film, The Book of Life.
Where am I?
Welcome to the land of the remembered.
To the dinnerware sets your local supermarket is promoting, adorned with skulls and elaborate hairdos. Those skulls are called Catrinas, and they are derived from the original early 20th century work of a Mexican political printmaker, José Guadalupe Posada.
That image has really withstood the test of time and has become one of the most iconic images, not only of Day of the Dead, but Mexico.
Claudia Zapata is an art historian from Dallas. She can't help but find some irony in the way the image is used today, because in Posada's heyday, his images were critiques of the vices of society. Today?
Literally what you're talking about, Day of the Dead as a brand, and Day of the Dead as a consumer good that's trying to reach beyond the Latino market.
If you were to ask Austin-based makeup artist Lauren Garcia if the quote-unquote brand has succeeded in reaching beyond the Latino market, she'll tell you she's booked solid through the weekend with people who want her to transform their faces into the iconic Catrina image. And who are these clients?
Right, not Latinos.
So what accounts for the transformation of Dia de los Muertos so widely embraced now, and not in a religious sense? Part of it, of course, is a shift towards secularism in American society in general. According to the Pew Research Center, there are more religiously unaffiliated people in the United States now than there are Catholics or Protestants. Add to that, all-American consumerism mixed with a dash of fashion. Catrinas add a colorful, elegant twist to Halloween. Just look at how makeup artist Garcia stocks up for the weekend. On the day we talked, she was shopping for her clients.
Right now in my shopping cart, I have some beautiful roses that I found to put in hair, clients' hair. Also some beautiful sashes to tie around as well. I've also got some really great jewels, face jewels, and face pigments to really customize the colors to give the client the really vibrant look that they're looking for.
More than a century ago, the look José Guadalupe Posada created also included feathers, hats, and form-fitting couture. Still, it is unlikely the artist ever would have imagined that the skeletal image he fashioned back then would cross the border and find eternal life in 21st century pop culture. For the Texas Standard, I'm Joy Diaz.